We are at the Orthodox Union's 5th International Jewish Communities Home and Job Relocation Fair. We're in New York. My name is Nachum Siegel. We're live. You can watch all the proceedings at NachumSiegel.com right now. And, of course, you can hear it all at the Nachum Siegel Network. We're visiting with West Hartford, Connecticut. It's impossible to get to all 46 of the communities that are here, but we're trying our best. West Hartford, Connecticut has stepped up. Stuart Kessler. You know how people write the name and title of a guest on a piece of paper and hand it to me? This one says, Stuart Kessler, a great guy from West Hartford, Connecticut. That's his title. Stuart Kessler, welcome to the air.
Thank you.
And Daniela Robinson is here. She has amazing yichus. She happens to be a member of the Hallstuck family, which is a very, very big deal for us. Daniela, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
West Hartford, Connecticut. None of us ever thought there was a Jewish community in West Hartford. How long has it been up there?
Decades.
It's that long? So many years?
Yeah, we have one of the oldest Hebrew schools in the country. 75 years anniversary is going to be this year.
And the school's name is?
The Bess and Paul Siegel Hebrew Academy.
Yeah, someone mentioned this to me. When we were in Stanford, someone mentioned this to me about West Hartford. Now, one second. Hartford is where? Like exit 40 or something? Where's Hartford?
Very close. Around 43 or so.
43. The old highlight days, I remember Hartford.
That's right.
So, okay. So yeah, and then how far is West Hartford from there? Is it literally next door?
Correct.
It's the next city over.
That's correct.
So how did that become the Jewish community? Does Hartford itself have one or not?
Well, I think it was around the 60s when you had Jewish flight out of major cities.
Ah.
And it migrated out of Hartford, and it settled in West Hartford.
Into the West Hartford area. Any clue how many families are involved in the community up there? Daniela, any idea?
I'd say 100, 150 easily.
That's nice.
It's a very large Jewish area. We have congregations from all sects of the Jewish community. And we have a few very vibrant Jewish Orthodox shuls as well.
Very nice. What's your big pitch today? What's the most? You can't do the weather like Phoenix did. That would be impossible. Trust me, I know. We're here in New York, and like I say, Winter has signed a long-term contract, it seems. But what could you offer in West Hartford? What's a big pitch to people who are visiting you today?
I'd say we have a very, very warm, welcoming community. And one of the highlights of the greater Hartford area is affordability.
Oh.
People
don't always think of Connecticut with affordability.
Correct. We have lovely homes. We have welcoming shuls. We have a day school, a very vibrant day school, as well as a high school. We have mikvah. We have kosher food. And I think for me, my family, Avi and I moved from Boston, and we were blessed that he got a job in West Hartford right when I was pregnant with my twins, and we felt blessed that we were welcomed by such a beautiful community, and there's such an integration between the shuls and the schools that it's amazing that when I had my twins and I wasn't going to shul much on Shabbos, my husband would come pick up my daughter from home, and she would sit next to her teacher in shul and would sit on her lap and feel so welcomed and loved, and I didn't have to worry that she was roaming school, the shul on Shabbos. And I think that's a very strong selling point. I mean, you have a community of such an integration between the school and the shul. Additionally, it's beautiful to see such relationships that are blossomed across generations. You don't have cliques of people in one age group hanging out with each other in shul. It's so common to have empty nesters having young people over and vice versa. And I think it says it's one of the strengths of our community. We have that.
Stuart, have you been there your whole life in West Hartford?
I have not. I'm from New Jersey originally.
Oh.
And lived here.
How'd you find it?
I did take a job. I'm a physician, and there's a lot of great medical opportunities there, a lot of hospitals. I work at Hartford Hospital. But I look at West Hartford as kind of New England's best-kept secret. It's kind of midway between Manhattan and Boston.
Literally a couple hours each way?
It's 2 hours to New York, an hour and a half to Boston, so really almost equidistant.
Wow, how do you decide if you're a Yankee or Red Sox fan if you're born there?
It's really
That's
split.
Impossible.
It's split.
Wow.
it's one of those towns where,
oh boy.
Absolutely. They do...
We'd fit right in as Yankee fans.
They do polls there all the time. It's around there, yeah, is where the...
What about Patriots and Jets? Does that happen or not? Giants?
No, it's Patriot territory, but for a Jet fan like myself, it's not easy being green over there.
I can only imagine.
But you know, in addition to all the great things that Daniel mentioned in terms of having the infrastructure, having the affordability, and having also the sense that everyone really matters, because in an out-of-town type feel in a smaller Jewish community, really everyone does matter. If you're the type of person who really feels like, I may or may not go make minyan, I may or may not help out with this organization or this volunteer effort, when it's a smaller Jewish community, everyone matters and everyone really rises.
You're more motivated to participate.
Absolutely. And it's also a beautiful place. So my family, I have a young family. We have four kids. Robinson has three children. We both actually have twins, and we do a lot of outdoors things, and we do a lot of things in terms of boating and hiking and rivers. We also ski in the winter, so being close to Vermont is phenomenal.
Wow.
Beautiful parks.
Yep.
Amazing parks.
Sounds good, I'll tell you. You want to put West Hartford on the list, CK? Why not? Let's put them on the list.
Now we're having Shabbaton the first weekend in June. So we love to have people come and check us out.
And they can literally just make a reservation, be put up with a family. And
JewishWestHartford.org.
JewishWestHartford.org. Okay.
You're welcome to come for Shabbos as well.
I appreciate that. We may send ZK as a representative. We're trying to find him a community.
We'd love to have you.
Stuart Kessler and Daniela Robinson, thank you. Let's hear it for West Hartford, everybody.
Thank you.
Woo! You're not clapping, ZK. That worries me. If West Hartford's a serious consideration of yours, you should be clapping.
It's because of the arm injury.
Oh, is that what it is? I don't know if that's public information yet about ZK's accident. If we have a good orthopedist in West Hartford, that might be... Oh, maybe Dr. Kessler. Are you an orthopedist by any chance?
I'm a urologist, but Dr. Moss is an orthopedist, my good friend in West Hartford.
So. Now you can kill two birds with one stone. No, he needs to know if he's here.
He's not here.
You can kill two birds with one stone. If you move to West Hartford, you can get a great home at an affordable price, and you can get your hand checked out. How do you like that? All right. Thank you very much,
thank
both of you.
Thank you so much. Have a great one.
I'll tell you, nothing like the OU Jewish Community Fair. For those of you who thought there are no Jewish communities outside of New York and New Jersey, guess what? We're finding out differently today, to tell you that much.